When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the American Arts and Culture Review podcast. My name is Whitmer Collins, and today I'm joined by my number one co-host, Clay Taylor.
Hey, baby!
And we're joined, as always, by our number one audience member, Rodney Barry.
Hi, guys.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Today we'll be talking about lots of cool stuff.
What are you saying?
Today we'll be talking about lots of cool stuff. Like, cameras,
go,
our friend who yells, and a dog, and our friend who yells again. So, have fun, and listen to the podcast. Go ahead, hit it, Clay.
Okay.
That's really good.
Yeah. So, what did you think?
What
did you think of the voice I did?
Who is that? What kind of voice is that?
It's a California guy. So that on podcast we'll be listening to, we'll be talking about these things.
It's weird. I'm from California. Is that what I sound like?
Yes.
No, this is what Rod sounds like. Is that what I sound like?
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, Clay's face is red and he's shaking with anger right now.
Well, I just got an email.
About from who?
From Rod.
What did it say?
Well, Rod's been really good lately, but this email, the thread says, take your older friend to an anal doctor tour.
What?
Okay. What? Let me open this up.
I don't open up that email.
Hey, Clay, it's me, Rod. As you may know, that this is take your older friend to an anal doctor tour day, which I, okay, I'm not even reading it. Rod, that's not a real day.
Wait, so what's the deal, Rod? The idea is that you want to go to see an anal doctor with your friend?
Don't even talk to him about it. He's making this shit up.
It's a health thing. And
okay, I think I get it. It's like he's figured out a new way. If he goes to a doctor
there's like smaller font here. I think he thought he sent it. He says, send. Oh, my God. I just imagine the smells. Crap. This thing is still recording. It's still recording my voice. Stop. Did I already send it? Wait, don't sit. And then it stops.
Rod.
I was dictating this
today?
And I think it just kind of got messed up. I need to make sure that Clay goes to the doctor. That's all.
Well,
it's not even about anal.
I have stomach problems. I don't have anal problems.
Have you been going to your
meetings? They're related.
Have you been going to your meetings?
Prove it.
Have you been going to your meetings?
What meetings?
Rod.
Oh my God. AA.
Hey, wait, what are we doing today?
Today we're going to be talking about there's been breaking news. You know why?
Because of Iran?
No.
Oh, sorry.
Because of the Emmys.
Oh, right.
You hear this?
Yeah, I hear about this.
And then there's other breaking news because some really good stuff was announced at Comic-Con.
Ooh, it's all the good stuff.
What's a Comic-Con? Is this where stand-up comedians get stage time?
Well, some of them, yeah. Some comedians will do their shows there.
So it's like a stand-up Comic-Con.
Well, and also they do comic books.
Comedians in buildings doing comedy?
That's my life, pretty much. I'm on that show every night.
Wow.
Yeah.
But it's mostly they talk about comic book stuff.
Huh?
For stuff for dorks.
Oh, okay.
It's cool stuff.
Well, I think it's cool stuff too, but it also dorks are known to like this stuff.
Yeah. Well.
You know, like superheroes or robots and stuff.
Yeah.
You know about that stuff?
Oh, that stuff.
You know about, I don't know about stuff. Is this Dracula related?
Actually, I don't really know if it
there
is.
There could be some Dracula.
I'm sure there is some Dracula stuff
actually,
going on.
There's a big, there's a new Marvel movie.
Marvel Dracula?
Well,
pretty much.
It's going to be Blade.
You remember Blade?
The thing I cut with?
No, it's Wesley Snipes. He has a sword and he's a
Snipes? You mean scissors?
No. Wesley Snipes has a sword and he's a part vampire and he kills bad vampires.
With a sword or a blade? You're going crazy. What are you talking about?
Well, with a blade.
This sword, a blade. All kinds
and
of weapons.
His name is also Blade.
Are you high?
No,
but you know what is high? People's expectations for this new Blade movie, because it stars Mahershala Ali.
Thank you.
Mahershala Ali is going to be Blade. And he's a hit right now. He's in the new True Detective, which I thought was great.
He's in that Green Book.
He's in the Green Book. He's in Moonlight. He's in all kinds of crap.
Yeah.
And this guy's going to be Blade? Are you kidding me? I'm buying a ticket now. How about you, Rod?
Oh, yeah. I can't wait. This is...
You know who I'm going to miss, though? And you know what's crazy? Blade, in the original, Stephen Dorff played Frost.
Who's Frost?
He's the villain.
Oh, is that when you go...
Well, yes. With
that, too.
But Stephen Dorff plays a character named Frost in Blade, who's like one of the main guys in Blade.
Which one's the scissor guy? I'm sorry, I'm lost.
Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah, you're thinking of Edward Scissorhands. Okay. And that's Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
What?
Blade is going to be Mahershala Ali, formerly Wesley Snipes.
Okay.
And so here's my point, though.
Okay.
Mahershala Ali was just in the newest True Detective, which I absolutely loved, start with Stephen Dorff.
Okay.
Stephen Dorff was Frost in the original Blade.
Okay.
In Blade 1.
Yes, which is a great movie.
I'm thinking about how Blade 1 looks and like the sets and stuff for Blade 1. I'm really worried that this new Blade isn't going to look like that.
Is this the thing that has that big, nasty, fat guy in it?
Yeah. And he's like this. Or something like that.
Yeah, then they shine a light on him and burn him to death.
He goes,
don't do that! I hate that stuff!
He hates that stuff.
He's the kid from Swamp Thing.
Oh my god!
Everybody go Google Swamp Thing Returns Redheaded Boy. Yeah.
What were you saying? You had a point or something?
You had all my ding-dongs. Hello. I didn't eat your ding-dongs.
Okay.
Is that Bubby?
Watch your mouth. What was your point?
It's exciting that movie's coming out, and I agree with Rod.
And this is a Marvel film?
Yeah.
Was it Marvel before?
It was always Marvel. I agree with Rod, though. What's cool about the one that came out in the late 90s or early 2000s is that it's very much in the rave, sexy rave person culture, which was everybody was smoking hot in the rave. Yeah. But that doesn't exist anymore. So what's it going to be?
I don't know.
What do you think the vampires are going to be into?
Do you think they're going to be into trap music?
No, you go see Avicii. Wait.
He dead, though. Ooh. Avicii passed on.
He is my only reference to this crap.
He was the king of it, but he passed away.
So wait. Who's that? Oh, they go see the Chainsmokers.
Do you think that's what it's going to be, really?
Yes, it's going to be the Chainsmokers.
Well, no, I think it's going to be
take your pals down to then see the Chainsmokers.
I think it's going
to
be SoundCloud rap.
Okay.
Because that's kind of like rave.
Yeah, kind of.
Rave was underground, right? Wasn't that popular.
Yeah, I don't know.
So SoundCloud rappers are very popular.
Do they leave their house? I don't know.
I was thinking it'd be like trap music, like maybe like Young Thug.
But Young Thug is so famous.
Is
so
he?
It's got to be something right in the middle. Like, what if they're really chill guys?
I trap myself in a room, put on a jazz record.
What was that, Clay?
What's up?
What did you say that again?
I don't know. What was I saying?
You were talking about how do you like trap music?
Yeah, I listen to trap music all the time. I trap myself in my bedroom, put on a jazz record.
that is true. You do that.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe they could do it at a jazz club.
Yeah, so maybe that's what it'll be.
They'll come in my room. I'll walk up the doors and put on a jazz record.
Would you welcome them in, the film crew?
And the vampires.
Do they like jazz?
Yes, these guys worship jazz.
I'm thinking I'm liking this movie. What's this, the sword movie?
Yeah, Blade.
Huh?
It's called Blade.
Okay. That's the name of the film.
I'm not reviewing this. I didn't write anything down.
That's your own fault.
What is it?
Did you see the first Blade?
I saw the fat man. I told you that I saw the fat man. He was a big puddle of skin.
Yeah, and he was great.
Was he Dracula?
No.
Then why was he in the movie?
Because he's bad. The first movie's amazing. That movie's great. The second one is really good, too. And then the third one's bad.
Your phone.
Oh, sorry.
Actually, this is the first time, or it could have been me.
I'm just trying to look up stuff for this.
No, Rod, you have to get back on the
Talk about Marvel movies.
Anyway, the Blade movie, also Eternals. I don't know what that is, but it's directed by this really great director who did this movie called The Rider.
The Rider? No, what's the other? What's the title?
The Eternals.
Do you know anything about it?
Are you talking about, like, the organs? What the fuck are you talking about?
No, not internals. Eternals.
Eternals? Like, what, like an electronic turtle?
Kind of, yeah.
You guys have been... I don't know these guys.
It's directed by Chloe Zhao, who directed this movie called The Rider, which is one of the best movies I saw last year.
Okay, that's a horsey movie.
Yes.
Okay.
And I don't know anything about the Eternals. Do you, Rod?
I mean, I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
Well, they probably live forever.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I would have to guess.
So I'm excited about that because I do like that director. I don't know any other information.
Rod thought it was about his thumb, and he thought it was called internals, and it was about his thumb being in his ass. What's another thing in the...
Let's see, we got... So you want me to just list the Marvel movies?
Yeah, Marvel first.
Okay, so we got a Black Widow movie.
Finally, she deserves that.
Finally, she gets her own movie.
Yeah. And
then we got...
It's a prequel, I imagine.
Spider-Man?
Because she dead.
Wait, Spider-Man?
Spider-Man got his own movies already.
Wait, is that Spider-Woman?
No.
That's Black Widow is what we're talking about. It's a Spider-Woman, but its name is Black Widow.
So was I wrong?
Yes.
Doesn't have any spider powers.
She just kicks and punches and fights good.
Well, why is she Black Widow?
She's a spy.
It's just...
Are you familiar with the spider Black Widow?
I'll tell you everything I know. I know there's a spider called the Black Widow. I know there's a Spider-Man. He's a web-slinger. I know about Dracula, and I know about the fat man from Blade.
Okay, well, this Black Widow is not a spider, but she is a spy.
She's deadly.
Okay, well, at least they're getting more diverse with this.
So. Yeah. She's a spy, not a spider.
We got the Falcon and Winter Soldier.
I like those guys.
Oh, gosh.
That's like Clay doesn't like it because he's cold.
That's like Captain America stuff. I think that'll be pretty fun.
Yeah,
those movies are always good.
Yeah. And then The Eternals, which we talked about.
Right.
Bunch of guys who live forever, directed by the great director.
Uh-huh. And then we got Shang-Chi and the Legend.
Can I just say, I'm bored as hell listening to this.
You don't like this?
What? Remember, you get Spider-Man, you get Superman, you get Batman.
Wait, well, what about WandaVision?
Rod,
what's that?
That's Wanda and Vision. Scarlet Witch and
Vision. They're doing their own movie?
Yeah, they get their own movie.
Are you guys not bored by this?
I'm kind of bored by the idea of a WandaVision movie. Unless it's a character named WandaVision, and I'm thinking of Wanda Sykes.
Go off. Go ahead.
Have some superpowers. I like that.
Let's see, that might be pretty.
That might be better.
All right.
Yeah.
Wanda Sykes, you can get in here.
I don't know if it's okay for me to do a Wanda Sykes impression in 2019.
Yeah, you might be right. Let's go off.
Okay, what about Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness?
Wait, hold on. Sorry, go back. There was the guy, the rings, something.
Oh, it's Shang-Chi in the Legend of the Ten Rings.
Is he something to do with Doctor Strange?
I don't really know anything about Shang-Chi.
Okay, well, Doctor Strange, I feel like that movie was the first Marvel movie that I didn't love. So let's see what they do with them.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, it has a fun title, and it's better than WandaVision or really any of the other titles of the movies.
Well, unless WandaVision is called WandaVision, and it's played by Wanda Sykes.
Is it Wanda or Wander?
Wanda.
I'm lost here.
WandaVision.
Wanda is a character in the Marvel Universe.
Okay, what does she do?
Whose superpower is the Scarlet Witch.
What are you talking about?
She is the Scarlet Witch. She has red power.
This is the thing that... This is the broom riding thing with the
no witch powers.
She just has...
What is this?
She has, like, red powers.
She shoots red stuff at people.
It's very powerful red stuff.
Like spaghetti sauce?
It could be.
And her brother was Quicksilver. What?
Are those board shorts?
They are.
They are like the board shorts.
Okay, so the board... Wanda... Okay, can I tell you everything?
Yeah.
Wanda is a witch, but she doesn't have witch powers, and she throws spaghetti sauce.
All right.
Her brother's board shorts, and for some reason, they want a movie about this. And do people... When they announce this at Comic-Con, do people go, so what?
No,
people
freak
are excited,
out.
But... But Clay, Quicksilver died.
Yeah, he died.
How?
Because he wasn't fast enough. He was so fast, but he also was being shot at the same time.
I feel like he died with
faster than a bullet.
No,
he. I think he got shot saving somebody.
Yeah, he did.
He ran into the bullet.
He couldn't outrun the gun
to save it. To maybe save his sister.
Yeah, something like that.
Is this what Fun was talking about?
Fun?
Can't outrun.
He can't outrun the gun.
Who says that?
Faster than a.
The guy who dated...
The Pumped Up Kicks?
Oh, Foster the People.
Oh, sorry.
Dude, that's not fun?
No.
What's fun? That's the one with the period at the end.
We are young.
Tonight I am
set the
young.
World on fire.
I am 7 years old.
Yeah.
They're so young.
Okay.
Wait, Rod, we need to explain Vision to Clay.
Okay.
Do you remember? You saw all the Marvel movies.
Yes, I've seen. I was front row and center for every single one.
And so Vision, do you remember Vision from the Marvel movies?
Rod, it's embarrassing.
He had a red face.
You're embarrassing Clay because of course he remembers that.
Of course
that.
I remember, but can you please just remind me of the red face?
Okay. Wait, let's see what you remember.
Okay, go off. Tell me.
What do you remember about Vision?
Oh, Vision. Oh, man, also. Yeah, Vision.
Maybe you need some powerful, epic, powerful music with a jazz pop tinge to help refresh you.
Yeah, you got to play some sort of Marvel, something that gets you in a Marvel mood.
In the Marvel mood.
And then tell us everything you know about Vision and his backstory.
Okay, so Vision, this guy is crazy, dude. He's so crazy. He had this job where he's like, it's like with the Marvel boys and girls and like so crazy. So he was super freaking awesome. He would drive like really fast cars.
Uh-huh.
And he served our nation in the Marines.
Would he fly?
He met you. He'd fly all around town. He also had the power of sight.
Oh yeah, that is true.
All right, yeah, I think you know him. He can see
3 miles out if he was high enough. He can see the beach, and if he was high enough, he can see a mountain with the snow on top of it.
Wow.
Yeah, and they made a whole freaking movie about him, but, you know, if I left anything out, you can inform me.
No, I think
that's pretty much it.
I think you hit it. I think you got it right on the head.
What else we got, Ryan?
We got, is this called Loki Disney Plus series?
Oh, Loki Disney Plus, yeah.
It's for Disney Plus,
Loki.
Their new app. They got a new Loki.
Yeah, Loki
TV
look
series?
What I found. Yeah.
Loki Disney Loki. Plus.
Loki yeah. Disney Plus series.
So that's going to be a Loki TV show.
Yeah.
You know about Loki, Clay?
Oh, yeah. I know about that little critter, but I don't have time to talk about it.
Why?
I'm just so busy.
And this one just says, what if?
What if? Maybe that's a super
what if
show?
What if? What if?
There's a blind skate video called What If?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's probably just that skate video.
Oh, that's good. That's probably what's keeping blind in business.
That's the skate video people would pop in so they can find the secret. They go to the chapter menu and they go, and there's a secret button where you can play video days.
Yep.
And then you're like, oh, great. I can now watch this DVD now. So that's for all your skate heads out there.
Wait, just real quick before we have to go on a break, Clay, just 2 minutes. Okay. Tell me again, what is Loki?
Loki's a little critter, and he likes to scrounge around the ground, and he goes...
But didn't you...
Oh, no, wait.
But didn't you...
Clay, you're thinking of Scritch.
Oh, Scritch?
Who's Scritch?
The little guy from Ice Age.
Scrat.
Scrat. Scrat.
No, Clay.
They're somewhere, for sure.
Remember you wrote a song about Thor and Loki?
Thor?
Yeah, that's Loki's brother.
Oh, right.
Remember you Clay wrote a song about their relationship?
Yeah.
Do you want to play that? Do you still have that demo?
Oh, no, I think I lost it.
Oh, do you want to play it live?
Oh, no, never mind, I found it.
Oh, okay, cool. Just play it.
Okay. Let me just see here. What am I doing here?
It's your song. Yes. Play your song that you wrote about Loki and Thor's relationship.
Okay.
As brothers.
Loki and his brother had the same mother. That's what a brother is. We shared the same mother. That's Loki and Thor. Palling around just like brothers. Hey, can I borrow your Nintendo? No, you're too young to play. Anyways, that's the movie. Have a good day. So I'm playing that. So
yeah, I mean, we don't see that in the movie, but that is true.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Okay, we should go on a break.
Okay. Hi.
Hey, we're back.
Oh, back from the break.
Yeah.
All right. Is that all the movies from Marvel?
There's a.
Is this what else has happened?
There's a Hawkeye movie. Jeremy Renner, Hawkeye.
Oh, right. And there's going to be his daughter is the new Hawkeye.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What is this?
That's cool. I like the sound
of that. I do like that.
Because what is this? Jeremy Renner.
Hawkeye.
Jeremy Renner seems like sometimes he is a bit too cool to be Hawkeye. Like, he's trying a bit. He's like really embraced being like a cool badass in a way that.
Yeah, like after.
I'm like, it's kind of too much.
After he did Tag, it was like, this guy's too cool.
Yeah, yeah, he's become too cool.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for Girl Hawkeye.
Yeah.
And then we got the new Thor.
Well, it's cool, but I mean, he's also done cool stuff. He's done that music that makes him look lame as hell. So I guess like a counter, but it's like a yin and yang.
He put out an album. Jeremy Renner put out an album I think everybody should go listen to, which is. It's sort of like his audition to be in a band like Chevelle.
Yeah.
Or a band like...
Wait, which one is Chevelle?
Chevelle is like... Just like Suffocating.
Oh. Yeah. I thought... What band is Headstrong?
That's Trapped. It's just like Trapped.
Yeah. Okay.
Or even Hoobastank.
Ooh, stinky Hoobastank.
But it's
2019.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He sings a song about, I came across the country with a guitar strapped to my back.
Oh, boy.
You gotta listen.
That sounds good.
You don't have to listen.
I'm gonna give that a 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
My name's Clayton Hayden. This is my review of Jeremy Renner's new album. Even as a goof, it's embarrassing to listen to. It's straight up, it's straight up doo doo trash. And, how about Jeremy? How about you take your music and put it right up your ass, back to where it came from? And for that, I give it a perfect 10 out of 10. There ain't not a better music than that.
There ain't not a better music than that. Clay Tatum.
Clay Tatum.
I get a 10 out of 10, too.
Only good review. Wow. You get you dirty rat.
That's a strong review.
Yes.
All right. And so what else is up? The Emmys?
You guys people talk about... flock to the... Not to...
What
people,
do you want to do?
People flock to the Comic-Con for that.
Everything
you just said.
There's comic book stuff.
One day, maybe we'll get to go to Comic-Con.
Okay.
The three of us.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we can sell a toy of us.
Yeah, we get a Funko Pop.
Yeah, Clay.
Could you imagine Clay as a Funko Pop?
Basically, a walking, living, breathing Funko Pop. Knowing him.
Dude.
In case you're friends with that man.
No.
Why not?
I don't know.
So what's the Emmy thing?
Well, you guys went... So they did... They announced the nominations for the Emmys. Okay. They haven't... Right, the Emmys haven't been on TV yet.
My mind's cleared. I'm getting all this comic my head. And I'm ready to listen to...
I'll just go over some of the major categories.
Okay. Slap it to me.
Right? So Emmy for TV, of course. We know that, right?
Yes, Emmys for TV.
Who's gonna go to Sony Element?
Oh, no.
No.
Not style of TV.
Oh, right.
Sony Element, Samsung.
This is for TV show.
Oh, right.
TV shows. Right. Okay, so we got out. These are just like some nominations. So this is the nominations for Outstanding Drama Series.
All right. Is Marvel's Mr. Maisel going to be on this?
Well, I don't want to spoil it, but that is a comedy.
It wasn't Marvel's Mr. Maisel.
That's a comedy show.
Didn't that sweep up all the noms last year?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so let's see if Marvel does it.
Okay, so
what's this called again?
This is the Emmy for Outstanding Drama Series.
So good.
It sounds like Clay whenever I don't let him play with my radio in the car.
Wait, what is this?
Outstanding drama series.
Outstanding drama series. It's like when I went and let Wit do something in my car.
I said that before you.
What? No, you didn't. You didn't say that.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I did.
All right. What did you say again?
Well,
I said it sounds like Clay whenever he doesn't get to play with the radio in my car.
So.
Wait. No, you just copied me as I was saying.
I didn't know. You were just, I said, this is what happened. I did my joke. Everyone laughed. We did a round of laughing.
And we did one whole round.
And then I said, damn it, what did I say that was so funny? And then you're like, I got to tell you. And then you retold me the joke.
No.
And then I was like, that is funny. And you go, yeah, because it's my joke. And I'm like, it's not your joke, dude. And you said, I just said it. And I was like, dude, you need to like, and then I told you how it, and then you like agreed with me that that was the case. So,
all right, whatever. What's the first nomination?
Okay, so drama series, we got Better Call Saul, okay. Bodyguard,
okay.
Game of Thrones,
okay.
Killing Eve,
okay.
Ozark,
uh-huh.
Pose, wow. Succession.
What's the Pose? A lot of shows.
This is Us. Yeah, this is, they do a lot of shows for this.
What else?
That's the whole thing. This is Us is the last one.
I saw the pilot of Succession. I think that should win. I haven't really seen any of the other shows. I can't believe True Detective's not on there. That thing blew my mind.
Yeah.
What about you?
I'm saving all my votes for the Marvel movie.
I mean, I like Killing Eve. I think it's a really fun
show. Oh, yeah. Killing Eve season one
Sandra
is incredible.
Sandra O's really good. And
well, that's season two is their talking about.
Oh, I've never seen season two.
Oh yeah, I haven't started season two yet either.
I'm not voting for this one. I'm saving all my votes for Marvel's Mr. Maisel.
Okay, and then we got Outstanding Comedy Series.
Okay.
We got Barry, Fleabag.
Ain't nothing funny.
Russian Doll. What are you just going to say?
If you want a funny TV show, have a funny name. Can we all agree on that?
So you don't think Barry's funny?
Well, I don't know what Barry is, but it sounds like a name. Do you understand?
Oh, so you think it should be Barry, like, falls down or something?
Barry, oops, my pants fell down.
Barry, oops, my pants fall down. Yeah, that's what it should be called.
But do you think Fleabag is a funny name?
Yeah, it's really funny.
Why?
Put a bunch of fleas on a bag and see them zip around. That's really funny.
Oh, that's actually kind of gross.
I'm putting my vote to the Fleabag.
Wait, we're not even done yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And then we got Russian Doll. You don't think that's funny?
Well, think about a Russian doll, though. You keep opening it, and it gets smaller and smaller.
Oh, what if you keep on opening it, and then that flea bag is in the last doll?
That could happen.
Yes. Okay, that's getting my vote.
Okay, then we got Schitt's Creek.
Rod.
You want me to get the soap out for your freaking dirty mouth?
It's not me. That's the name of a TV show.
Who are these potty mouse people making TV shows?
That's Eugene Levy.
Who?
Eugene Levy.
Who else wrote a show? Jim Bridge?
then we got The Good Place.
Okay.
Right. And The Marvelous Miss Maisel.
What about The Funny Place? That would be a better name. So they don't get my vote.
Okay.
You just missed.
Well, I just said The Marvelous.
You said Marvel's Mr. Maisel?
The Marvelous.
Yeah, Marvel's getting Mr. Maisel. Mr. Maisel is getting my vote for that.
Clay, I just want you to know that it's not Marvel's Mr. Maisel.
Wait, one second.
Marvelous
Mr.
Maisel.
Wait, one second. I can't hear you. Say it again.
It's not Marvel's Mr. Maisel.
Wait, one second. Sorry. God damn it. Oh, sorry. The keyboard's like, you're not. Can you say it again?
It's not Marvel's Mr. Maisel.
Wait, God damn it. Sorry. Say it again. Sorry. Oh, sorry, sorry, sorry.
It's not Marvel's Mr. Maisel.
Okay.
What is that?
Yeah.
Why do you have a horn?
Because the name doesn't sound funny. I'm making it funnier. Say it again.
You don't think Marvel's Miss Maisel's funny? Marvelous Miss Maisel?
I mean, I guess it does make it funnier when he honks that horn.
Oh.
How low can that horn go?
And so I just got the one button, my guy.
That's like the sound effects.
Yeah.
I love it. All right, well.
Who has the vote?
And the last one is Veep.
Veep?
Veep.
Veep?
Veep.
What are you saying?
Veep.
Can't run.
I don't know, Rod.
Yeah.
Seems inappropriate.
Seems inappropriate.
What is the show about?
Vice President.
Mike Pence?
She's not the Vice President anymore.
Yeah, because Mike Pence is the President. You think that's funny? Rod, you can get the fuck out of here with that
shit.
What
is she doing now?
I think she's running for President.
Oh, okay.
It's the final season
of Veep. So then it'll be called Peep?
Yeah, they think it's going to be called Peep.
Right, why like is that. It called Peep?
Because she's president now. DZ?
Yes.
Do you understand?
All right, so what's winning?
We, out of those?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to say Fleabag.
Fleabag to, for me, too.
Okay, Fleabag. You get the vote.
All right, what's next?
We could do limited series, or we could just go to actors. Do you want to do drama actors, or you want to do limited series?
Drama actors.
Okay, outstanding drama actor. We got Bob Odenkirk.
Wynton Clay's car.
We got Bob Odenkirk in Better Call Saul.
Okay.
Kit Harington, Game of Thrones.
Wait, he's a comedy guy.
Bob Odenkirk?
Yeah.
Traditionally.
Uh-huh.
But now he's a drama guy.
Why?
He's good at it.
He's just a good actor.
Do you see?
Do you understand?
I see a drama guy right here. Whit Thomas. The guy who was in my car.
Okay, then.
Right. That's keep talking.
We got Jason Bateman for Ozark.
Uh-huh.
He's a comedy guy, too. He was in that freaking Nut movie.
He was in the Nut movie.
Real Extract?
Yeah. The Nut movie, right?
Yeah, it's a Nut movie.
Famous movie. What was the famous part of that movie?
I don't know, man.
No Sex for Nut Man.
No Sex for Nut Man. That's right. Because he gets a yoga pants and tightens them right up. No Sex for Nut Man.
You're right.
Sterling K. Brown, This Is Us.
Okay.
Milo Ventimiglia, This Is Us.
Come on.
And Billy Porter for Pose. Those are the nominees.
Well, I'm guessing I just want Bob Odenkirk.
Yeah.
Because he's a...
I want to support him.
Yeah, I love Bob, and I think he's the best.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what's the next one?
Okay, so outstanding drama actress, we got Emilia Clarke for Game of Thrones, Robin Wright, House of Cards, Viola Davis, How to Get Away with Murder, Sandra Oh, Killing Eve,
yeah,
Jodie Comer, Killing Eve, Mandy Moore, This Is Us, and Laura Linney in Ozark.
Why are they not nominating this flea?
Yeah, that's fucked
up. Trapped in the bag.
Well, this is Phoebe Waller-Bridge's.
This is drama.
Bridger?
Bridget. Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
Okay.
Is she related to the Levy guy?
Eugene Levy?
Is she related?
I don't know. It would make sense.
I mean, I would have to guess.
Okay.
I think that Killing Eve, either of those Killing Eve people should win.
Yeah, I think Sandra Oh won last year.
Let's get to the good stuff.
What's the good stuff?
What's the one award everyone wants to get that freaking sucker?
I mean,
what's the best freaking award to get?
Like, what do you mean? I'm just looking. I don't know. Writing? What do you want to?
No, I think the best award is probably the acting ones, and we already...
That's it?
There's a bunch of...
What's the best movie equivalent of this freaking thing?
I don't think there is one.
Yeah, man.
Let's see. Outstanding television movie?
Yeah, what's that?
Okay, that sounds good to me.
Okay. We got Bandersnatch.
That's Brexit. Not a TV movie. That's an internet streaming service movie.
Yeah, King Lear, and then My Dinner with
Andre
Hervé.
Okay. Rod.
I haven't heard of these things. I don't know.
What did TV movies used to be like?
I'm looking. There's like a. There's gotta be.
What was the other movies when they were used to put on TV?
What do you mean?
What were TV movies like before this freaking digital age where you had to watch fucking Bandersnatch?
Well, they would come on every once a week. There'd be a new TV movie on ABC or Fox or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And it was always a spectacle.
Yeah.
I don't really remember any of them, but it was something. Is Theranos nominated for anything?
I mean, I'm not seeing that crap. I mean, there's like so many things. This is unbelievable how many things there are.
Well, I saw Theranos.
What's this Theranos?
Theranos is about a girl.
That's the blood girl, right?
Her name is Elizabeth Holmes, and she loves blood, and she wants people to be able to test their own blood in their house.
Hey, dude, one second.
What?
You know, also likes blood that I just found out about?
Who?
Freaking Dracula.
Yeah, he loves
Go off, dude.
Well, he loves that stuff.
Yeah.
Sent shivers up my spine.
Yeah. Ooh, so a little bat enter my house. Get out, bat. You might be Dracula.
Yeah.
Oh, get out of here.
I'm not afraid of bats.
at all. Right. But I'm afraid that they'll turn into Dracula.
Yeah, that could be any bat.
That's why if you ever see me around a bat, I'll seem scared.
Yeah.
But I'm not actually scared of the
You're
bat.
Not scared of the bat. You're scared that it's a potential Dracula inside the bat.
Uh-huh. Exactly. That makes sense.
I don't... Yeah, there's a Dracula... Could be Dracula living inside that bat.
Mm-hmm. Because Dracula...
That could pop up.
Dracula's like... pretty scary, but bats are like actually not that scary.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, I know.
So Dracula would love Elizabeth Holmes because she has this thing called Theranos that she's trying to
make.
She
has a little box that shakes up blood where
tries to shake up your own blood so you can test the blood so you can find out if you're sick before it would take like a doctor, before the time it'd take a doctor to find out.
Yeah.
And she comes up with this idea when she's 19. She gets all these investors to do it. With her.
Because she has a dynamite smile, huh?
She got a dynamite smile and a voice where she sounds like this. And people are like, that's interesting.
Maybe that voice again?
She sounds like this.
Yeah.
What is the voice that I'm doing? Unsolved Mysteries guy?
Dude, what?
This is the Unsolved Mysteries.
Is that what he would say?
Like, hello, and here comes another Unsolved Mystery. But that's what Elizabeth Holmes is like. My dream has always been to give people blood or whatever it is. So she gets all these investors, and it turns out the whole time they ain't even
working for Dracula.
She might as well.
I mean, she could have been.
She pretty much ends up being Dracula in this.
Yeah.
Her and her friend.
Yeah.
And they ain't even never making these boxes work. So they're taking all these people's money and saying they're putting it through their box.
She a little scammer.
And actually, they're just doing regular blood work on them.
Yeah.
And people start finding out, and then she gets in trouble. And that's the end.
And she goes,
where does she go?
She goes, gotta go! Oh, no!
Yep.
Yeah. I'm loving it. I'm loving
it. Did she get arrested?
She never got
arrested. Yeah, she got a mugshot, didn't she?
Oh, she did?
Yeah. They let the dog in the police station. Get out of here, dog.
Oh, sorry. Clay's showing us a video.
Yeah, this is... Go. That's so weird that they let the dog in there.
Take a picture of the dog.
Oh, gotta go. Why are they taking pictures of the dog?
Did she actually get arrested?
Close the door behind you. Okay, let's hang it.
I don't know if she got arrested, but she did go to court, and she's pleading not guilty.
But did she do something with CVS or something?
Yeah, Walgreens.
They gave her, put the little blood box in that sucker, and they screwed that up, too?
Well, they said if you do your blood work at this Walgreens, we'll do this special thing. But really what they were just doing is sending the blood to Theranos, where they would just do regular blood tests.
And it get all on the ground and stuff, and they had to sweep up the
right,
blood.
Right, but even
and
those were like bad, right?
Yeah.
They were like not even good blood tests that they were doing.
No, and I think her goal was that by the time people actually started to figure her out, she would have figured out how to do this. Uh-huh. She was very passionate about it, but she got in over her head.
She likes the money.
And because of this, maybe she needs to be in jail.
Yeah, she made some pretty bad mistakes, and she probably lost a lot of people a lot of money.
And some people became so miserable that they killed themselves.
Yeah.
I mean, I do respect that it is mostly venture capitalists that she did it to.
Yeah.
Like, if anybody...
What's that? Explain that.
Explain that to us.
So these are people who, they...
Adventure capitalists. I like the sound of that.
They're, like, looking for companies...
They're looking for a freaking adventure.
...that have, like, new ideas that they can just invest a ton of money into.
I have ideas.
What do you have, like a...
Are they bad?
They're just, like, super rich, and they kind of, have, like, ruined the...
What?
Like, the Bay Area. They've, like, taken it over.
They put soup in the water or something?
They didn't put soup in the water, but they just...
They put soup in the water.
They're just, like, just really aggressive capitalists, and they,
Well, it'd be bad if they put soup in the water, because every time I'd swim, I'd eat all the soup, and there wouldn't be no water left.
That's true.
So, right, you're saying
is Wit right about this?
You would eat all of the soup in the water that you were swimming in.
Is this?
Yeah.
So, are you saying, like, if they... How much water to soup do you think it would have
if
to be?
If someone turned all the water to soup, I would swim in it, and I would eat all the soup, making it, there's no more water, dude.
So, it sounds like he's proving the point that adventure capitalists are a good thing for the Bay.
Yeah.
They turn the whole band to soup.
That's right.
So there's these guys. They got tons of money. Somebody goes, I got an idea. It's called Uber. And yes. The guy goes, here's a million.
Yeah. And like then Uber just loses money for...
Because they owe them $1 million?
No, just because Uber is... Uber's just like an unsustainable business model that doesn't make money.
What? How? I use it all the time.
Right. Yeah, but like they don't...
It's not free for me.
Right, but they don't make any money.
Well, you got to go somewhere.
How don't they make money?
Their expenses are greater than what they bring in.
So what do they want to make money at some point, though?
That's the idea. So a lot of the times they'll go...
My head hurts.
But I'm learning.
Okay. They'll turn into like an IPO, like recently, I think Lyft
IPAs, and... IPAs, I like those.
Lyft and Uber both
My head hurts
public,
again.
So you could buy shares of them.
So are they going to do that?
So they already... I think they both just did that. And I think they are trying to figure out how to make money now, but they've never, not since they've started, have they ever made money.
Wait, I saw a movie.
Well, one more question.
Okay.
How do they pay rent?
They get these venture capitalists to just keep giving them money.
This is fucked up.
What's fucked up? I missed out on this. I remember people getting free
Can
rides.
Can I explain to Clay what this is?
Yeah, I'll write it down. Let me just write this down.
Can you play a new style of music with a jazz pop tinge?
Yeah.
Something exciting, because this might be kind of boring.
What's a venture capitalist? How are you going to make it boring?
More exciting, please.
I'm sorry.
More. Go. Yeah. Okay, venture capitalists.
Wait, where's my pen?
Sometimes people want to make up a company. So they make up a company.
I don't have a pen.
Like, say I wanted to make up a company that is a water cup.
Okay, a water cup. Gotcha.
And it's a cup made specifically for water, and it gives you the water when you want it.
This does make sense.
And so the people that have the money, the venture capitalists, will say, hey, dude, I like that idea. Here's $1 million. So they make the million.
$1 million.
They go, here's $1 million. They give the $1 million to the water cup man.
Yes.
The water cup man then buys $1 million worth of Ching. Business Ching. Water cup stuff. Yes. He gets his employees to put the water cups in the houses and in the offices.
Yes.
But because he did all that, he can't actually profit because it costs too much money to do the water cup business.
Right.
But he, and so,
right.
Actually, nobody's even making any money until Water Cup Man actually has people use his service, even though he hasn't made money. And then he goes public, and then people can buy Water Cup.
Yeah, I found my pen.
Right, Rod?
I mean, I think that's kind of like what it is. I think you basically
Rod,
got
don't
it.
Don't be a smart
and
enough.
Don't steal my idea.
Yeah.
Oh, for Water Cup?
Hey, I saw a movie.
What's the movie?
I saw Farewell.
And?
You saw Farewell?
Yeah.
And?
Have you all not seen it?
You didn't tell me.
No, you saw it without me. So guess what?
You could have invited me.
I'm so pissed off right now. I want to say farewell to you.
You want to do
Was Awkwafina good?
She was great. You want to flip the tables and you do the review? You write down the review and I tell you about the movie?
Yeah, this is the first.
I'm scared.
I haven't done a review yet. And I don't, y'all haven't seen any other freaking movies. So,
you're going to talk about...
Okay, so let me think about how I knew this movie. Okay. Here we go. Farewell. Okay. So it starts in New York City.
And
taxi cabs are going,
honk, honk, meow.
You go, I'm walking here. And this Awkwafina is on the phone with her grandma.
What?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Don't make me go down that road, pal.
You don't know Awkwafina.
Her name is Awkwafina?
Yes. Yeah.
Like the famous rapper.
Like the water?
Yeah.
Hey, the tables have turned now.
Name? They gave her the water name?
She's named after her YouTube channel.
Okay.
Okay.
She'd probably be a good investor for Water Cup.
Yeah, write that down.
Okay. All right. So she's on the phone with her grandmother, and her grandmother is just having a blast, and they're somewhere. I think maybe Bangkok, maybe. I forgot. Her family that lives in New York says her grandmother's dying. Can you believe this crap?
Sad.
Yeah.
And what are you writing? I haven't
He's
said
a
that
review.
Much stuff.
What are you?
Okay, sorry.
Why are you mad at him?
Because I want to write the review. I can't believe I have to see all the freaking movies now because y'all don't see anything anymore.
Well, sorry. What's been out of town?
Where have you been? What have you been doing?
I was on tour. I was in Portland and Seattle. Thanks to everyone out there for coming to the shows.
Okay. So.
There's some artists out there, American Arts and Culture fans out there, and they were really nice. Yep. Thanks for coming.
That's cool.
Okay, so do you want to do the review now?
Your review.
You haven't even finished.
You're talking about
okay,
it.
Okay, so the grandmother is. They said,
you're talking about the sick grandma.
I'm sorry. The grandmother said that the grandmother is going to die. Poor little thing's gonna die.
Sad.
Yeah. And they're like, well, we have a great goof to pull on my grandmother. Let's not tell her that she's dying, and then let's throw a fake wedding around her. And so these little hellions,
so they,
misfits.
They want to prank their grandma who's dying.
The grandmother, they want to prank this old grandmother. And so they go to freaking China. Can you believe this? And she goes, hey, I went to the doctor. What did the doctor said? And they said, you're doing good. And everyone's winking at each other, laughing. And they're, so they throw a fake wedding. Can you believe this crap? And so she has to plan for this whole wedding. She puts the whole thing on. The grandmother puts the whole thing on her back. She carries this whole wedding thing. She does the planning. She does all this. And everyone's laughing at her behind her back. And it's just a big goof. It's a big scam that these people are doing for the grandmother. So are you ready for the review? You've been writing some stuff.
What happens at the end?
Is that the end of the movie?
I want to spoil this movie. It hasn't come out yet. And you knuckleheads haven't seen it.
Oh, okay.
It has a very good ending.
All right, so
I'll go check it
you
out.
Like it.
I like it. I give this freaking movie a 10. There ain't another better movie than this Awkwafina-led film called Farewell. And at the end of the movie, they go, Farewell, see ya. Thank you for watching the movie. So for that, I give this freaking movie a 10 out of 10. Wit.
What about Rod?
That's a really good score. For me, I think that Awkwafina is really talented and she's a fun performer. And I haven't seen the movie, but I'm really excited to.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give this a 10 out of 10.
Okay, Wit, ready?
Yeah. All right, this is my review. My name is Whitmer Thomas, and this is my review of Farewell.
Okay.
What kind of music do you want?
Well, that's Clay.
I think you should have something that's like funky, a little funky, but mainly jazz.
Okay.
Like a West Coast jazz thing.
Right.
Kind of like the cool jazz. It's like jazz. It's like a Dave Brubeck or like, you know, that type of thing. So it's like a cool jazz. So here
cool
it goes.
Cool jazz.
All right. My name is Whitmer Thomas. This is my review of Farewell. New York City taxi honk at Walk Boys. Awkwafina is there on the phone with Grandma. Grandma is fun and friendly, even though pretty much dead. Poor little thing. Goof the grandma with a wife wedding.
That's right.
They laugh at her sickness as they do wedding stuff.
That's right.
And
what do you do?
For all those things, it seems fun. Awkwafina is really fun and likable.
Yeah.
And for that, I give her the movie a 10 out of 10.
Friggin' awesome.
Give me that back. I want to do one.
Well, you want to do one?
Yeah, tell me. Y'all do a movie real quick.
We just reviewed Theranos.
You want us to do another movie?
Theranos was stupid. She was just a bad girl that conned a lot of people.
Yeah, and that's cool.
Jeez.
Do you not like that?
I don't like that.
Okay, fine. Let me think of some other stuff I watched.
She's a little scam weasel. You're a scam weasel.
Do you want to do the movie Urine?
What?
Yeah, he would love to do the movie Urine because he loves that stuff.
No, the movie that he is in.
I'm in a movie in theaters right now called Sword of Trust.
You want to spoil this movie that you're in?
Spoil it. How? The plot of the movie is that...
All right, let's do the review. Okay, everyone, listen up. We're going to do a review of which new movie, Sword of Trust.
I'm only in it twice.
He's the star of the movie.
I've only seen... My personal thing is I've only seen one scene, and it was better. That one scene was better than most movies I've seen recently. So,
okay,
there's that.
Thanks. This movie is called Sword of Trust, directed by Lynn Shelton.
Is this related to that freaking Blade movie?
No, it has nothing to do with Blade. It's starring one of the guys the Cat Ranch King himself, Mark Maron.
What? Close the gates.
What the freak?
Close the gates so we can watch this movie.
So we had a fucking ear in this movie?
Yeah, we have a fucking ear.
Okay.
And the king of the fucking ears.
Is he? He's not a fucking ear, is he?
He's the king of the leader of the fucking
ear. Yeah, that's right.
So it's a movie called Sword of Trust where it's about Jillian Bell and Michaela Watkins inherit a sword, which is a Civil War relic from one of their relatives. And it's someone has written about the grandfather, whoever has written, this sword proves that the South won the Civil War and all this stuff. It's really confusing because the grandfather had issues with his mind towards the end of his life.
Oh, he was like stupid. He was stupid.
No, he had just some sort of mental disease. So, they go try to pawn the sword, and so they pawn it. And whenever they take it to Mark Maron, who owns the pawn shop, he's like, "All right," and he realizes that there's like a bunch of crazy.
He works at a pawn shop.
Yeah,
and like the Pawn Stars.
Yeah, he's basically a pawn star.
Did he make any money off of something? Like an old stamp a fucking stinky person came in and gave them, and they flipped it for a bunch
of cash. In the beginning, you're gonna love this, Clay. In the beginning of his introduction, he's selling a boot. Someone's buying him. He's buying a boot.
He's buying a boot?
Yeah.
Just a single boot?
Two boots.
Two boots.
Pizza.
Two boots pizza.
Okay, so what else goes on this way?
So then he contacts these Civil War truthers who are psychopaths. It's all about these like flat earther Civil War truther type people. And
this is like they want the South to rise again?
Yeah. And
Who wants the South to rise again?
These people that he contacts because he knows that they'll buy this sword from him.
He wants to sell the sword to those nasty people?
Take the money. He don't believe it. They're crazy.
He loves money.
So that when he does...
Is this related to the Theranos lady? Because I don't want to talk about that again.
No, it's not.
No.
Okay.
So he sells the sword to him. And they're like, "Well, you better watch out. Now word is spreading that you got this sword. There's going to be some weirdos coming out the woodwork." And that insert me and my friend Tim Paul. We're two rednecks and we want the sword. And we're like, "We'll get in. We'll do whatever it takes to get this sword because we're also backwards minded and all that shit." And they're like, "Ooh, no." So then they got to go with Toby Huss to this farmhouse where the leader of the Civil War truther guys lives to sell him the sword with Michaela Watkins and Jillian Bell and their sidekick, Mark Maron's sidekick, John Bass. And they do that. And when they get there, you won't believe what happens.
What happens?
This is unbelievable.
There's some stuff I can't even tell you.
I can't believe this.
I can't believe that.
But we shot the movie in 11 days.
Yeah.
In Birmingham, Alabama.
That's cool.
And it was really fun. And people seemed to be really liking it. It was in the New Yorker, Clay. And I was did you see that there's a clip of the movie on the NPR Instagram? And you can see my face in it for a second. So that means NPR knows about the podcast.
That's a little sayonara to NPR. Are they already packing their boxes after they heard about this little podcast?
Because they're going to be replaced.
That's replacing them. Watch out.
Let's hope.
Yep. We're the lower, right? We're like they're higher up, and we're like more southern, and the South will rise again.
Well, don't know about that.
I don't know about that.
Well, let's just say, they're the kings,
uh-huh.
And they're up top in their castle, north.
Right.
And we're down at the bottom. We're just starting, and we're in the south.
I'm willing to say they're up top in the castle.
And we want the south to rise.
I'm not going to say I want the south to rise.
I won't say that, but in this scenario...
Well, Rod, you were saying it last night, but you're talking about someone's ass.
No. That's not true.
You were saying it about someone's ass, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, well... Yeah. That's not true.
At the strip club that you're addicted to going to and spending all of your tips in.
Yeah. And you said,
"Come on.
Excuse me, lady, can you make their south rise again? And get close to my nose."
And then you got arrested. And last night you spent the night in jail.
Yeah.
Which I guess we forgot to mention.
Why are you guys telling people this?
Because, it's just how we...
This is my private life.
And they take a picture of you at the thing with the little thing there. Yeah.
What thing? Oh, come on.
Yeah.
The you camera. Talk about my mugshot?
They
took a picture of you with a little thing.
I was there too with my dog.
But I had an idea. When we take over NPR, can we be NFR? National Funded Radio?
A National Fucked Up Radio.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I don't know about that one.
We can play like old Lenny Bruce clips.
Yeah. No, you can't do that.
Yes, I can.
They'll arrest you.
Yeah, he'll go, hey, I'm a, y'all ever shit on an ass? And I love jazz. I'm almost done with my review. Can you just see what's... Oh, I got two more things to say.
Okay, it was directed by Lynn Shelton. It was co-written by Mike O'Brien, and the movie is completely improvised.
Lynn, he was a guest.
Yeah, Lynn and Mike, and he's also in the movie. Lynn and Mike came up with the story, and they just kind of outline it, and then they send it to the actors, and then we all figure it out on the day. And it's fun, man. It's cool. Tim Paul's in it. He's a great comedian. And everybody who was in it is really nice. It was cool to get to make in Alabama last summer. And so I think everybody, you should see it. I'm sure it maybe will come near you if you live near a bigger city. And sadly, it's not playing in Alabama.
Can you watch it like on demand or something?
Not yet, but hopefully soon.
That freaking rocks.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and just, I don't know if you feel comfortable giving this a rating.
I gave it a 10 out of 10.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a 10 out of 10. I'm excited. I'm excited to see my friend in a film. It's fun for me.
Thanks, Skip.
I gave this movie a freaking score and a full review. So all right. I'm ready for
that.
Give
it to me.
What type of music do I do? Play racist music? Is it?
No.
No.
Because they're against the racists. So play something from the union.
Oh, right. Okay. So
with the jazz pop tinge.
Of course. All right, so this is pro-union music. So here we go. Hi, my name is Clay Tatum, and this is my review of Blade, the Marvel movie. there's a fucking ear in this flick. And then I wrote one more thing down. So in the beginning of the movie, there's a fucking ear in the flick. And the second half of the movie, Rod personally wants the South to rise again, but he calls people's butts the South, and the North is his nose. And for... So that's at the end of the movie.
Wait.
So that's at the end of the movie. That's how Blade, the Marvel movie, ends. And for that, I give this movie a freaking perfect 10 out of 10. And NPR, you watch out, because the South will rise again.
That's a Clay Tatum.
That's a Clay Tatum guarantee. And when I say South, I mean people who are at the bottom of the entertainment business in the podcast. And North is the government-funded NPR. I'm coming for you.
We're coming for you.
Great. Okay, well, I think that's probably a good place to end.
Clay?
Thanks, everybody, for listening to the podcast, the American Arts and Culture Review. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter, and be cool and be yourself and be nice. My name's Wimmer Thomas.
We got any shows?
No.
Anything to promote?
No.
Just the movie?
Yeah.
Go see that movie if you can.
Go see the film.
And we also have t-shirts, you know about that crap, and buy whatever thing I told you to buy in the middle of the ad.
Make sure
maybe we
review.
Don't have an ad.
Leave
in
a
that
review.
Case, you know what? Oh, leave a review and have a bit. Give us a review out of 10. Something out of 10.
Just say hi to us.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Engineered and mastered by Alex Sarche. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.